Your average domestic beer goes straight from the distributor to the neighborhood bar. But under Iowa law, brands with a higher proof had to be warehoused by the state and then sold through a retailer, like John's Grocery in Iowa City.
Since we've been wholesaling to the restaurants and bars for a number of years, there's a very substantial part of my business that instantly is going to go away.
That's the manager of John's Grocery, Doug Alberhasky. He says once the governor signs the government reorganization bill, bars and restaurants can get their high-proof beer directly from the distributor. It was a change made to encourage more microbrewing in Iowa, but it has a significant impact on some retailers. Alberhasky says he's sitting on 340 kegs of high-proof beer he either has to sell immediately or return to the distributor.
Enacting this bill right away is pushing the whole horse and the cart off the cliff.
Most legislation signed by the governor takes effect July 1st, which is the start of the fiscal year. But this section of the government reorganization bill becomes law the minute the governor signs it. The administrator of the state's alcoholic beverages division, Lynn Walding, says that caught everyone by surprise.
In essence, the Iowa Alcoholic Beverage Division has about 3 days to shut down about $1 million business.
And it isn't just liquor stores rushing to get rid of their high-proof beer. The state has 20 pallets of the product sitting in a warehouse in Ankeny. Walding estimates it's worth less than $100,000, but says time is of the essence.
It's not like dealing with a rum or a vodka where it can sit there for a number of years and not worry about spoilage. It'll be an issue for us to get it out.
Walding says most high-alcohol beers have a shelf life of 1 to 2 months, so distributors won't be willing to take the product for long. Democratic Representative Vicki Lensing of Iowa City says she wishes she'd known what a headache this was going to create. She says microbreweries pushed for the earlier enactment date, and she thought it made sense.
This has been in the works and in discussion for so many years that when it happened, we just thought the sooner we could get it in place, the better. And also because there are licenses and fees that go along with it, it was revenue coming into the state. So it all just kind of made sense. And so I'm sorry if it causes some inconvenience, but, you know, that wasn't really brought to our attention.
But while the rush will make the transition more difficult, both regulators and retailers agree getting the state out of the business of high-proof beer distribution will be better for the customer. Back at John's Grocery in Iowa City, employee Bill Heinrich says beer distributors just do a better job transporting and warehousing their product than the state does.
It just means fresher beer, more choice. The brewers are able to get their art to consumers in the manner they meant it.
John's Grocery employees say the ability to carry new higher-proof beer products will hopefully offset the revenue lost from selling high-alcohol beer to bars and restaurants. The question now is whether they can unload $60,000 worth of kegs before the governor signs the bill. At the State House, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.